This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning edition. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America. And a special shout-out goes to all of our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our Border Patrol 911 dispatchers, and let's throw the U.S. Coast Guard in there, too, for good measure. Thank you for your service to America and for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, those mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, sorting out that mail to be delivered today, right now. Now, thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website for all the goodies we've got over there for you to take advantage of. Joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's set the pace for our discussion about Mr. Mueller. We have a former Democratic congressman by the name of Jerry Connolly, who had 38 seconds of this discussion with CNN yesterday. Here it is.
I find it disappointing that this public statement is going to be issued from the Department of Justice. That suggests to me that it's orchestrated by the Attorney General and his people at the Department of Justice, and therefore would suggest rather narrow confines for Mr. Mueller, either addressing why he's not going to appear or doesn't want to appear before a congressional committee, or to reaffirm that he didn't mean that Attorney General Barr had deliberately misled in his four-page summary of a 408-page report.
Your thoughts?
Well, that was in a telephone call, and there it was a conference call between Mueller and Barr, where on both sides there are note takers. So, you know, Mueller didn't dispute, and Barr is in Alaska. So, I don't really make too much of that one. It's just that that's all the things that the Democrats are saying and all the things that the media is saying, which is really the same thing, is all there to keep ringing this bell. And then we're going to have it, you know, it's going to go on for another 14 months or so.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also a fundraiser for the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's where they're hanging their entire hat.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's the official statement from the White House, and I'm going to read it. The special counsel has completed the investigation, closed his office, and has closed the case. Mr. Mueller explicitly said that he has nothing to add beyond the report and therefore does not plan to testify before Congress. The report was clear. There was no collusion, no conspiracy, and the Department of Justice confirmed there was no obstruction. Special Counsel Mueller also stated that Attorney General Barr acted in good faith in his handling of the report. After 2 years, the special counsel is moving on with his life, and everyone else should do the same. End of statement.
Okay, that's fine, from what the White House summary is. The Barr said something, Mueller said something pretty interesting, that the report is his testimony.
Yep.
And that, and I'm going to get the words not quite right, but nobody from his office has plans to testify either. So he's not testifying, and nobody else from his office is going to testify either.
Mm-hmm.
And Nadler heard that.
Yep.
And Nadler seemed to accept that.
Yep.
And they're going to move forward. Well, how are you going to move forward? Because there's with impeachment, because there's nothing else there.
That's correct.
There's he can't get additional testimony.
Mm-hmm.
Because Mueller said yesterday, no.
Mm-hmm.
So then what happened? Well, you had a camera crew that followed Pelosi out to some cockamamie talk that she was giving out in California.
Mm-hmm.
And she said something kind of interesting because she's obviously she got a question from somebody in the press. And she said, we're investigating and we're legislating and blah, 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 blah. But she, when it came to impeachment, she, I'm going to get the words wrong too on this one, but she said, we want it to stick. We want it to matter. Well, it's
yeah,
that's
something
not
like
going to
yeah.
happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So is this impeachment referral, as they're calling it, or impeachment requiry, whatever
it's
it is?
It's going to wind up being a resolution, which means nothing.
It's not going to get out of probably the committee, Jerry Nadler's committee.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it does get out of committee,
mm-hmm.
It would have to go to the full House.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't... And, Nancy would have to, Pelosi would have to approve that. I'm not sure she's going to do that.
And we have 30 Democratic congressmen and women who are in districts where the president currently has a 10-point or better advantage in those districts. And if these Democratic congressmen or women go along with this, they will get voted out of office so fast it'll make their head spin. My thoughts.
Well,
I don't
have a crystal ball, so I can't. I would never make those kind of predictions.
Well, I love making those kind of predictions because I'm the first one that came on and said Trump was going to win the election, well, along with Wayne Allen Reed. We were the two guys that hung it out there to begin with, and a lot of people were going, "Oh no, it's not going to happen." You know, Jeb Bush this, that, and the other, and said, "No, there's just something about this that seems right." But anyway, it is what it is, and I like doing that. But anyway, we're getting ready to take a break, but we got. Folks, I'm telling you, there's so much stuff going on right now out across the country. It's not just about Robert Mueller, although you would think so, but there's other things, and we're going to be talking about them when we come back. The United States and Russia are talking about how they're going to end things in Syria. And, oh, by the way, Bibi Netanyahu is now going to have a new election in September because he couldn't put a coalition together. And I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. And because we live in a world where we're being forced to act in self-defense, it's now a clear and present danger a lot more than it used to be. It's about time that you trot on over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and click on that USCCA logo that's right there for the United States Concealed Carry Association, because you will have the help you want when you need to have it the most. Because if you are the last person standing after an incident where you've had to defend yourself, you're the first person law enforcement is going to look at. And defending your life shouldn't cost you everything that you own either, which has happened to a lot of people along the way. So go over to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, click on the USCCA logo. While you are there, sign up for the free Gun a Day giveaway. It changes every day at midnight, a different gun every day. And also, take a look at becoming a member. Three levels of membership. You'll get $474 worth of free stuff, including some neat USCCA equipment and gear to carry along with you. And you'll also get a tremendous, because I over the weekend I had to become Mr. Paramedic again because of a situation where a person sustained a very serious laceration, which was bleeding profusely, and I had to be the one to stop the bleeding because nobody else around knew how to do it. They've got a tremendous first aid video and a tremendous first aid kit that comes along with it too. Learn how to use it. You could save somebody's life. But USCCA, their logo on my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and you'll be glad you did. Okie dokie, Denise Simon, founderscode.com is back with us. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
Yep, it is all of that, too. All right, well, the U.S. and Russia, very quietly, Putin and apparently it's been Vladimir Putin talking to President Trump on the telephone, have been working out some sort of agreement or decision or whatever you want to call it to stop the war in Syria.
Okay.
Where are we at with that? Does anybody know?
They're still bombing.
Yes, they are. the big guns are still firing. The enemy is still doing all... Well, I don't know who the enemy is anymore. I mean, you want to pick the Russians? You want to take the Syrians? Or you want the rebel? Or who do you want here? Because there's nobody seems to really have a clearly defined enemy in all of this.
Exactly. You know, we're in a situation here where Assad is operating with wild abandon, and Russia is too.
Yep.
And so, you know, we're in these talks with Russia. I wouldn't trust Russia, you know, to get me to the next block. So, I just don't believe that, you know, Russia. I mean, they've been bombing all along. I mean, they're bombing daily.
Mm-hmm.
So, right now, I suppose that this is really Russia's gig, and Russia is not being embarrassed. They're not being deemed a wild child on the world stage for what they're doing in Syria. Shame on them.
Yeah. And by the way, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, again, we heard the word cluster bombs mentioned again. When they bomb, they don't just drop a smart bomb here or a single bomb there. Every now and then, if they really want to do it, they'll drop a bunch of cluster bombs, and then we hear about it a couple of weeks later.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of ordnance they're dropping now, but they're just killing innocent people mm-hmm. left and right
mm-hmm.
or whatever kind of ordnance. And you know, I would say, where's the United Nations? I would say, where's the criminal court? You know.
You mean the war crimes court and all that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. We're not a member of that, I don't think, anymore. I don't think we ever were a member, but I don't think that we're a member now, certainly. Am I right?
Not the criminal court.
Okay, all right. Now, let's talk about Israel, because late yesterday, somewhere during the course of the day, it was announced that Benjamin Netanyahu was not able to establish a ruling government with the factions that were there. And as a result, according to Israeli law, they were going to have another election. I believe this was going to be in September. Am I right?
Well, he still has a little bit of time, but they may have to. I think he's got 7 weeks to go. But he has, and if he doesn't do a coalition government,
mm-hmm.
I think he's only one person short.
Wow.
And, yeah, so I wouldn't quite panic just yet.
So somebody wants to get rich over that one person, right?
I don't know about rich, but
well, they're obviously offering whoever that individual is or whoever the individual might be a lot of money or influence or something. I mean, doesn't it work the same way over there?
If you think our Congress is messed up, the way that the Israeli parliament is ridiculous.
Yeah, how many political parties do they have in Israel? I heard it's like 25 or 30.
Yeah, it's like stupid. So
jeez, so it's like,
he
God.
I think he just needs one more person on his Likud party. Mm. So we'll see what happens. I think he's got, let's see, mm-hmm. somewhere between, you know, a couple of days and maybe a couple of weeks to get this done.
Now, there's some very deep concerns still, as well there should be, about Venezuela, because we're not hearing a lot there, but we're hearing that Mr. Maduro has absolutely put the hammer back down on the people in Venezuela, and he just got elected to something somewhere. I'm not sure if it was the United Nations, something or another, but he got himself elected to something. I'm talking about Maduro. In the meantime, Mr. Guaido is promising to persevere despite Maduro's crackdown in Venezuela.
What's building over in Colombia is a lot of Venezuelans that have fled. And interestingly enough, some of them are former Maduro military.
Okay.
They are forming and have formed a fairly sizable militia.
Okay.
And I can't prove this, but I would infer that they may be getting some advisory help from the United States, because we loaded mm-hmm. up some interesting U.S. military advisors into yep. our embassy in Colombia.
I've heard that too.
That the Venezuelans and this militia would take certain actions to remove Maduro.
Yeah. Now, on the other side of Venezuela, do you not have Brazil?
Yeah.
And isn't there, this, and isn't there this little, what the heck do they call it? Do they call it French West Guinea or Guyana or something like that?
Yeah.
All right.
That's on the other side.
All right. Well, I've heard that there may be some assets there, too, that are training people that have wound up there.
I don't know where they all are, but I can tell you that Colombia, while it's taken a lion's share of the people that are fleeing Venezuela, Trinidad, Tobago has also got a bunch of them. I mean, they're spread out all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I would say some other activities are necessarily going on to remove Maduro.
Yeah, well, let's hope so, and we'll keep our eyes and ears open. And if we hear anything, then obviously we'll get back to you folks and let you know. Now, we did just get a comment here from somebody. Let's see here. Tom is, and Tom, thank you very, very much for your comment. He's saying Netanyahu shouldn't have any trouble at all, even if he has to run for re-election again, getting elected.
Well, it was a close one the last time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we shall see.
Mm-hmm.
He even if it goes through another election, he's still got to form a new government.
Yep.
And that's a problem.
All right. Now, finally, Qatar and the Prime Minister and Minister of Qatar, who hasn't been in Saudi Arabia in quite a while, has made a rare trip to Saudi Arabia for what's being called an emergency summit. What's that all about?
Well, they were invited, Qatar was invited to what is necessarily known as an Arab summit, along with the Emiratis, Bahrain, and Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
And it has all things to do with Iran and how one thing is certainly the attacks on the oil tankers. And what Iran is doing, and obviously Qatar has been supporting Iran. So
there is a report that surfaced that what happened with the tankers was mines were dropped and floated into those vessels.
That's correct.
Yep. All righty. Well, here comes the music. We'll let you go, and we'll talk to you tomorrow on Friday.
All right.
All righty. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Get a hold of her over there. Reach out to her. Get her sit reps that she sends out, and you'll find out what she knows about when she knows about them, and you'll be one step up on all your neighbors. All right, I'll be right back with more. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller says President Trump was not considered for indictment because the Justice Department doesn't allow that for sitting presidents. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders.
If Bob Mueller had determined that there was a crime, he would have had a moral obligation to report it, to put that into his report. He didn't.
USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
President Trump says case closed in the special counsel investigation.
But Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi in San Francisco says regarding impeachment,
nothing is off the table, but we do want to make such a compelling case, such an ironclad case, that even Republican Senate, which at the time seems to be not an objective jury, will be convinced of the path that we have to take as a country.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our Veterans and Military News segment, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has two locations for you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston, and the other one right down here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay area. And for more information, give a listen to this right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
All right. Here's the deal, guys and gals. A lot of you just graduated from high school. Some of you have a plan. You know what you're going to do, where you're going to go. Some of you don't. You're not sure what you're going to do. Maybe you're taking a year or two off. You want to get a job, and you want to just kind of see the world or whatever the deal is. Well, how about this? You can still get a job. You can still do what you want to do. But how about taking a 14-month course to learn to become an aviation maintenance tech? Because in 14 months, you'll be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as a certified FAA aviation maintenance tech. You'll have your own meal ticket right there in front of you. You'll be able to find a job just about anywhere, just about any time you want. If you want to go overseas and get paid more money, oh, you can do that too. If you want to go to work for a military contractor, you can probably do that too. But again, You can't do it until you start. The time to start is right now. So here's what you do. You check them out online by going to the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu. While you're there, you schedule a tour at one of their locations, either the one in Concord, Mass., which is outside Boston, or the one down here in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay area. You schedule a tour. You let them show you everything that there is about the place. You ask all the questions you want. Find out about the financing. Again, if you're not a military veteran and post 9/11 don't qualify that way, there are student loans available. They'll tell you how to do it and how to go about filling out the proper paperwork and all that. And once you do that and you get accepted, bingo, you're on your way. So the website, again, naa.edu. Again, that's naa.edu. Or give them a call today at 800-659-2080. 800-659-2080. Schedule the tour. Tell them you want to take the tour. And then in the same breath, tell them that the captain sent you. That'll open the door wide open for you. You'll get the white gloves treatment. And you'll be glad you did. And you'll be part of the family. Now, coming in an hour from now, you'll be hearing Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. We've already got some questions for him. And if you want to ask some questions, too, you can call us when he's on. And feel free to ask whatever you want. He'll answer it for you. So there you go. Now, let's go to the military news. President Donald Trump kicked off a Tuesday speech to the crew of the amphibious assault ship WASP with a question. Electric or steam when it came to using some of the modern weapons that are coming their way and propellants to be used on these ships in various ways. And by the way, he also was greeted with troops that were wearing patches that said, "Make Aircrew Great Again" in Japan aboard the USS WASP. MAGA, Make Aircrew Great Again. They were morale patches that featured a play of his campaign slogan. And it was pretty neat to see that. Now, the Zumwalt destroyer program will continue to mature even after the lead ship's final delivery this fall as the combat system undergoes testing on a surrogate ship and eventually aboard the USS Zumwalt, which is DDG-1000, in 2019 and 2020, according to the Navy. Also, the new head of the Air Force Material Command wants to listen and learn before commenting on his priorities, but aircraft sustainment and software development are two areas that could be ripe for improvement, so says the new commanding officer of the Air Force Material Command. Also, dogs are getting special training at the Air Force Base in North Carolina, Seymour Johnson Air Force Base. Now, these guard dogs that the Air Force has are very, very highly trained, specialized dogs used for all sorts of things, not just security, but also bomb sniffing and drugs, narcotics and whatnot. Lots of times they'll have separate dogs to do separate things. But the training they're getting is just second to nobody. And it's something to watch these dogs in the way they perform. I know when I was up at Moss Nissan about 2 months ago now, they had the Pasco County Sheriff's dogs there. And what a demonstration they put on. By the way, they're going to have that again. Don't know when. We drew a tremendous crowd that day up there, around 500 people, and look forward to doing that again and bringing just as many. Each dog had a fan club. That was pretty funny the way that worked. And by the way, the United States Air Force has deployed a squadron of F-35A Lightning II fighter jets. The airmen and the equipment for it all went over to Italy for exercises and to conduct training with other European-based aircraft. That could be interesting. Marines and soldiers will no longer need to use the Kentucky windage to put 40-millimeter grenades on target if the two branches field the brand-new Raytheon's laser-guarded Pike munition, the 40-million laser-guarded grenade round, which is coming to a platoon or a squad near you. And the Corps right now is struggling to pump out JTACs amid the growing operational demands. Now, high demand for tactical air controllers is outpacing the Corps' fixed-wing capability to support the training requirements, according to the Marine Corps' recent aviation plan. I'm sure they're working on that as fast as they can to get that going. By the way, more than 200,000 Department of Homeland Security employees now have this new benefit, including the Coast Guard. They got a new benefit called shopping privileges at the post exchanges. How about that? More than 200,000 civil service employees of the Department of Homeland Security can go to the Coast Guard exchanges or on some of the other military bases and use the PXs there. And the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Valiant has returned to its home port at the naval station in Mayport after a nine-week counter-drug patrol in the eastern Pacific. And they were very busy over there. Also, the French Armed Forces will get their first of the 169 H-180M light helicopters 2 years ahead of schedule, according to the Armed Forces Minister, Florence Partey, who announced that during a recent Airbus helicopters headquarters visit in France. You know, Korea is also very much involved in the military field. They build a lot of different things. And they entered into a new $52 million contract related to Bangkok's purchase of the T-50TH advanced jet trainers so they can teach their pilots how to fly. So kudos to Korea for doing that. A little extra money that they hadn't planned on. By the way, the new Secretary of the Air Force, Barbara Barrett, the appointee, we'll see how that all works out. And when it comes to the Bell V-280 Valor, it's completed agility tests, and it's completing its primary flight test program right now. We'll see who's going to pick that up and how they're going to use it. Also, you probably haven't heard this name, but Martin Tye, T-Y-E, Martin Tye, was a lance corporal in the British Army in 2009 when a suicide bomber detonated his vehicle in the back of Ty's Humvee, causing him to lose two of his legs. Well, he just set the Guinness World Record for the deadlift, weightlift, period, at any time, any place, anywhere. Congratulations to him. By the way, I think he's coming to Tampa for the SOCOM Warrior Games. All right, I'm coming right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. In this segment of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Now, Moss Family Automotive, now when you shop the huge selection of any Moss Family Automotive dealership, you pay nothing down and delay your payments for up to 6 full months with approved credit. Now, that goes for any new Chevy, any new Nissan, or any pre-owned vehicle in the Moss Family inventory. So, you can go to a special website right now, check out what kind of financing you'll qualify for without damaging your credit score. It's called MossFamilyChevrolet.com/free credit check. The Moss Family Automotive features the largest selection of Nissans and Chevys in all of the Tampa Bay area and Southwest Florida, and they are the home of You Serve, You Save. That's the program that saves veterans, active duty military, and first responders to a ton of money. And now you can save at Moss and pay nothing down and have no payments for 6 months with approved credit. So check out what you qualify for at Moss, M-A-U-S, Moss, FamilyChevrolet.com/free credit check and tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did because it's going to open the door wide open for you. A lot of people get surprised, and we saw a lot of people this weekend at Moss Family Chevrolet and Moss Nissan up in Newport Richey. We were at both places over the weekend. And we've got Chris Markowski with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
It's time to hear what a former Democratic Congressman, Jim Connolly, had to say about the Robert Mueller announcement yesterday, the surprise announcement. And here's 38 seconds of the former congressman.
I find it disappointing that this public statement is going to be issued from the Department of Justice. That suggests to me that it's orchestrated by the Attorney General and his people at the Department of Justice, and therefore would suggest rather narrow confines for Mr. Mueller, either addressing why he's not going to appear or doesn't want to appear before a congressional committee, or to reaffirm that he didn't mean that Attorney General Barr had deliberately misled in his four-page summary of a 408-page report.
Now, I don't know about you, but I saw that speech and I heard Mueller speaking, not necessarily in his normal voice. He sounded a little bit weak, maybe tired from everything he'd been through, but that was just my initial impression.
Basically, to me, it was another, you know, the deep state is what the deep state is. The swamp is what the swamp is. The Republicans, Democrats, they did not want Donald Trump in the White House.
Yeah.
It's just that simple. You want to take anything from this, that's what they got. I mean, Robert Mueller, as far as he's concerned right now, in his eyes, he failed. His job was to take down the president. He didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you think about the amount of people that he had working for him, the amount of time he had, the amount of people he interviewed, the documents that he requested, and he failed. Now, Matt, I follow these various different, district attorneys, attorney general, special prosecutors. They never come away with nothing. Never.
Mm-hmm.
This has got to be one of the first times in history that they came away with nothing, and they're not happy about it, not in the slightest. So they can try to push what Mueller pushed yesterday, is lead this to a political process, and see what the House is going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy Pelosi happens to be a smooth operator. I don't care what you say about her; she's not stupid. Okay, she understands the politics of this entire process. For crying out loud, it wasn't that long ago the idiot Republicans impeached Bill Clinton. How'd that work out? It was dumb. It was really, really dumb. And they're going to try to pull this over nothing? You're watching what's going on right now, and it kind of shows you. You know, I've been talking about for years my watchdog on Wall Street, Axis of Evil. George W. Bush said that the Axis of Evil was North Korea, Iran, and Iraq. Whatever. I'm not frightened of any of those countries. I'm more afraid of politicians, the mainstream media, and big business working hand in hand to further their own needs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you have. It's the deep state.
Well, after 2 years, we've got $35 million spent, an investigation that involved 500 witnesses, 500 search warrants, and 2,800 subpoenas. And, as you said, the special counsel's office found no evidence that President Donald Trump or any member of his campaign team or indeed any American citizen conspired with Russia to influence the 2016 presidential election. And I'll add to that, case closed.
It's not case closed in America today when you get jerks like Mueller and people like him. Either you're guilty or not guilty. One or the other. Okay, don't play this game that, well, you know, I couldn't have done this, and, I can't really say that he did. You failed, okay? Whatever you were trying to do, like I said, you spent all this money, you did all this, and you came up with bupkis. So leave it at that. Not guilty, walk away. And now, you know, you're going to play this game, well, this is what I've got, and now I'm not going to report. He doesn't want to face the questions from certain members, certain Republicans. You care about the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
Certain Republicans that happen to side with Donald Trump, and there's not many of them there. He's afraid of them, is what he's got to deal with.
Now, should we be afraid of the fact that in the United States right now, some 500 of the largest companies are poised to spend almost $1 trillion in removing shares from public markets this year? Should that concern us? This is according, by the way, to Goldman Sachs.
What do you mean, removing shares from public markets?
Well, they're buying them. back.
Oh, it's okay. Everybody can buy back your shares. Nothing wrong with that. That's you know, you're taking shares off. The market companies always buy back shares if they feel that their shares are undervalued or they don't have anywhere else to put money that they're making at that point in time in regards to, you know, capital expenditures. Nothing wrong with that at all. It reduces the public float, and it's actually good for the stock.
Now, the economy is pretty good. People are working. We're seeing all kinds of building everywhere I go, building, 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 people working, 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 help wanted signs everywhere I go. Obviously, if that were to turn around and go deep six very quickly, I think the president would have a big concern as to getting reelected or not. But how about the stock market? Does the stock market need to go much higher for the president to be sitting in the catbird seat here?
Listen, stock markets are going to trade. They are, and they're going to move. We've had a very strong year so far to date. Obviously, May hasn't turned out so well, and there's been other outside issues as well in regards to trade. And there are concerns about the global growth and growth here in the United States moving forward. And this does have a lot to do with trade. So, yeah, you got to be concerned. You always want to be somewhat concerned. But I don't look at the stock market that much in regards to that. I look at the stock market as a long-term play. I'm most concerned about here in this country, I'm concerned about wage growth, and I'm concerned about employment. And as far as that's concerned, we're doing fantastic on that front. And that's what really matters to American people is what's in their pockets. You know, obviously, if the stock market takes a hit or sells off, that can affect a politician. And people take a look at sometimes if they're 401ks, they get a little worried at that point in time. But I think the biggest thing out there is employment and what you're getting paid.
And, folks, I'm speaking to Chris Markowski from the Watchdog on Wall Street. His website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, find out all the great things that he has to offer. One last little thing here. The ZTE phone, there's been a lot of discussions about that. Huawei, the retaliation with us against them and the spying capabilities they had. All of a sudden, we're hearing from China that they may ban the iPhone, which could result in profit for Apple dropping way off since they're expanding in those markets with not just the iPhone, but the iPad. And I guess they've got television over there they're doing now and something like that. Is that right?
I don't know about the television or anything like that, but I mean, it's kind of like cutting your own arm off. But where are iPhones and iPads made? China.
China.
They're designed in the United States. We craft them here, but, they're put together in China. It's going to hurt their own employment over there. And if you don't think that Apple is going to do that, Apple's going to say, okay, you know what? We're going to up and move our production out of China. I mean, indirectly, they employ over a million people, close to 2 million people in China to put these things together. That's going to be a huge hit if they try to do something like that. So, no, I don't see that happening.
Okie dokie. Well, here comes the music in my ear, so we'll catch you tomorrow morning, same time, same channel, and you have yourself a great day.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Go over to his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Find out all the great stuff that he has to offer. And don't forget, you can catch his show on many of these same stations. And again, you can go over there to find out the channels, the stations that carry him. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.